Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, what the AEW roster really thinks about Cody Rhodes' departure.
WWE promises twists and turns at Elimination Chamber this weekend.
Spanish announcer Carlos Cabrera has been fired by WWE.
And get ready for lots of nudity from Corey Graves and Carmella on their new TV show. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And I've just been sick in my mouth a little bit. And this is the news.
All right, first up. What does the AEW roster really think of Cody Rhodes? Now, this is coming from Fightful Select. No crap, just Sap.
Indeed.
And he's basically talking about how people backstage in AEW are reacting to his departure. And apparently, it is mixed emotions. Now, several people have shown their support for him and what he accomplished there. One example that they give is that during the pandemic era at Daly's Place, he sort of set up a bar backstage for everyone, which is jolly nice thing to do. But other people have commented on his tumultuous relationships and how they'd become an issue. So definitely mixed feelings. In terms of, like, Tony Khan, the split's described as at least amicable.
Okay.
Which is an interesting way to phrase it. So he's not. It's not like he's going to be completely erased from AEW history or anything like that. Is the kind of feeling behind it. Now, as for Brandy, it gets a little bit more complicated, I guess. Wrestling Observer's Brian Alvarez has gone out and said that way more people celebrating her departure than upset about it, which doesn't sound very nice. But WrestleVotes has gone completely the opposite route, and they put out a tweet just saying, I know there's some noise going around, and I absolutely have no horse in the race here, but I did ask a few people, and all of them said good things about Brandy Rhodes. Most of the folks I spoke to said that she will be missed within the company as a whole. That's much better.
And that's nice.
Red Velvet and Aubrey Edwards and Nyla Rose have all come out in support of Brandy Rhodes after Wade Keller said that nobody has anything nice to say about her. So mixed reactions from both sides of the table there, it seems, in terms of Cody and Brandy in AEW.
Yeah, not a great surprise, this. I suppose there are going to be people backstage, whoever you are, that you either get on with or don't get on with or butt heads with or whatever it may be. You know, you did see a lot of a nice outpouring on social media for both Cody and Brandy, as you said.
Yeah.
I saw tweets from, like, Sting, and I definitely saw a tweet from Eddie Kingston saying, stop tweeting about him and just go and talk to him yourself. I think it's one. It's just the nature of the job, isn't it? I suppose I should just ask you, you've worked with Cody. What's he like?
He was lovely. So with us, he took us out for drinks, he bought us whiskeys, he was dead nice, he had loads of road stories. I have no complaints about Cody Rhodes backstage. He went to Rise in Newcastle, he was always super professional at the shows, he was really, really
the
good.
The smartest man in Rise, wearing a bloody suit from what I've heard.
I really liked him, he was nice, and Brandy was always nice backstage as well, so no words here. I guess whenever you've got someone with as much, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sway
and... just ambition.
Oh, okay.
Someone like Cody Rhodes, when you get them backstage in a locker room with a bunch of other people that might have a bit ambition, you're gonna butt heads with a few people when it comes to that kind of thing. So I think, like, as you can see in the sort of professional manner with someone so driven, you're probably gonna butt heads with them eventually. But yeah, in terms of just a personal person, in terms of us, lovely.
I think, like you say, that the key thing here is there hasn't just been a unanimous thing from the wrestling journalists that know about these sort of things that says everyone loves or everyone hates this person.
Yeah.
You know, I think even in this job, we butt heads with each other occasionally, but that's a far more intensive and dangerous workplace. I mean, Simon Miller hates us. So, you know, I guess... I'm joking. By the way, I do feel bad because I forgot to say happy birthday to Simon Miller on the news yesterday.
Oh,
so belated happy birthday to Simon Miller. Apologies for forgetting it. I'm sure he'll snap me like a twig next time we see each other. All right, let's look ahead to Elimination Chamber. It goes down this weekend. at a reasonable time here in the UK. Sort of like midday, I think, in the States, mid-afternoon here.
Yeah.
We are going to be doing a live stream for it. Phil Chambers and Michael Hamflett doing the live stream.
Phil Elimination Chambers.
Yes. So do join them for that on Saturday. And Dave Meltzer on the latest episode of Wrestling Observer Radio has promised twists and turns at the pay-per-view. The general consensus appears to be that this is around the world title matches, the WWE Championship and the Universal Championship. I bloody hope he's talking more about the WWE Championship, I'm perfectly honest. Obviously, Roman defends against Goldberg, and hopefully does actually Goldberg as he's promised.
Yeah.
And then you've got that Elimination Chamber match, the WWE Championship, featuring Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, and four of the dudes who probably aren't going to win the title. Meltzer referenced the fact that, of course, earlier on this month, he'd suggested that it may well be title for title at WrestleMania. That seems to be the direction Vince is leaning. And I sense that is a twist and a turn if Brock Lesnar leaves the Chamber as WWE Champion and Royal Rumble winner to face Roman at WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of WrestleMania possibilities coming out of this in like terms of the storylines that they might build within the chambers as well. And of course, whoever wins it, it's going to be an interesting one to see. I think it's the maybe least predictable, or maybe it is predictable. I don't even know if it's predictable, this Elimination Chamber, compared to previous years.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a lot, and I think if you forced me, I'd say probably Brock leaves as WWE Champion, but I don't know. There is an argument to be made. You know, Bobby Lashley obviously could just retain. There's an argument to be made that someone like, with all the news this week, Seth Rollins could win the WWE Championship, and then you have Cody face him at WrestleMania. Yeah. You could add it into the whole Riddle Orton dynamic. You could have.
Initially, it seemed like they were going to do a Seth Owens thing at Mania, but now with the Owens Stone Cold thing, that might be out the window.
You could have it put on AJ Styles versus Edge randomly. They could just randomly decide to do that. Or, of course, they could just say there's a name of someone in the Elimination Chamber, and it does read Austin, but not Theory, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Who bloody knows at this point? It's been such a mad week, Phil.
This is true, and it depends on how much money Saudi is willing to throw at this situation.
I think unlimited is the possibly correct answer there. But yes, do join us for our Elimination Chamber live stream on Saturday, and we'll be doing all the fallout from it on YouTube and on our podcast channel, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Some sad news now, though, with WWE, and the news that Carlos Cabrera has been fired after 29 years of service sat at that Spanish announce table. Hugo Sabinovich of Lucha Libre Online have broken the news exclusively. Hugo Sabinovich was obviously his announcing partner from 1994 to 2011 when he was let go himself. And then Marcelo Rodriguez, his replacement, joined him at the booth. He is going to become the lead play-by-play guy, and Jerry Soto is going to be joining him on the booth. And absolutely no news as to why this has happened. But sad, 29 years at that Spanish announce table. You get a picture of his face on pretty much every one of the big famous Spanish announce table
when they pan across
the year.
Yeah.
And him just falling off his chair.
Yeah, it's sad, this. Like you say, he's an absolute legend. He's someone recognisable to every WWE fan, even if you've never listened to Spanish commentary. Yeah. My sources actually tell me it's budget cuts because they have to keep rebuilding that bloody Spanish announce table. That's why they've let Carlos go. But yeah, a brilliant servant for the company. I really miss when they used to do the bit where they pan across all the...
Yeah, me too.
And you'd have like Funaki there and the... What was he? Ray Rougeau and Jean Brassard. Oh, I miss him. I miss him. But yes, best luck to whatever Carlos does next. Just put your feet up on a table that almost won't break for once.
You've been working for 29 years. Have a bit of time off.
It's absolute legend. Awesome. Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Let's conclude today by talking about tits and cock, because Corey Graves and Carmella have got a new show, a new reality TV series. Oh, good. I love reality TV series, Phil. Called Corey and Carmella. It's going to debut on WWE's official YouTube channel.
That is the least amount of effort anyone has ever put into
a title. They've seen Pam and Tommy and gone, me, yeah. Well, don't have a problem with this. WWE's official YouTube channel debuts on the 28th of February.
It's on YouTube as well, isn't
yeah.
it?
They on their latest edition of their Bear With Us podcast, a great podcast, just not as good as ours, Corey stated that this is a collaboration between WWE and Glass Entertainment Group. And I know you're thinking, Phil, Glass Entertainment Group, that rings a bell. They're behind your favourite show, CNN's Lincoln Divided We Stand programme.
That is my favourite.
We never miss an episode of that. But yes, they shot a pilot episode with Graves and Carmella, and that has been split up into 10 shorter episodes that are going to drop on YouTube. But yeah, expect to see a lot more of Carmella and Corey Graves in more ways than one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have anything else to add to this story, no. To be honest with you.
What's a weird... I just thought... Oh, slow news day, is it, Andy? Just, you're going to see bits of Corey Graves. You probably don't want it. Well, maybe you do want to see it.
Maybe you do.
And that's okay.
It's me, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Simon Miller will be up and down in. What was it called? Corey and Carmella. How could I forget that name?
Terrible.
Yes. Let us know your thoughts on that in the comments section below. And we'll move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mark Smith, who says, morning, legends. On the Raw after WrestleMania, who gets the biggest pop? Corey Graves? Possibly.
Maybe, after this reality.
Cody Rhodes, a returning Bayley, or Veer?
I cannot wait for the Bayley return pop,
yes.
To be honest with you. She's earned it. Like, God
she has
damn.
To be a babyface when she returns, right?
It feels like she does.
Bring back the Bayley buddies.
It's kind of sad, because I absolutely love Bayley as a heel.
Yeah.
She grew into that character so much. But then the Cody pop... I think Bailey's going to get the biggest pop, but Cody's going to have the most interesting pop, if that makes sense.
I also don't think he's going to return on the Raw after WrestleMania.
No,
I think he's coming back before then. But yes, it's going to be like that crowd is obviously such a rabid, hardcore crowd. It's very unpredictable. Maybe Veer. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows? Finally, he's here.
I suggested this in the office yesterday. Do you remember when, I can't remember why, they were doing something with a bloke running with a torch when Randy Orton was champion and he got clobbered by Chris Jericho on his way to the ring?
I do remember that, but I also have no idea why.
Yeah, I can't remember why. Regardless, have Veer be finally walking his way to the ring, and that's when I have Corey... Corey,
Cody.
Stop talking about Corey Graves. I've got him on my mind.
Cannot wait for that reality show.
Have Cody Rhodes just clobber him, and then you don't see it's obviously Cody, and you don't see it's obviously Cody like they did with Jericho. You just see, I don't know, a polka dot shoe or something. but yeah, I got to agree with you. It's for me, it's either Bayley or Asuka. Can't wait for both of them to
there
come back.
Go.
But I'd probably say Bayley. Yeah, then bring back the Bayley buddies, please. Simon gives us our second question of the day, saying, with Cody going to WWE, what's the bet his first feud will be Triple H in a Battle of the Thrones with Hunter going over? Please, God, no.
If
Phil.
You take off the Hunter going over part, I'd actually kind of really want to see that, because I think...
A throne breaker match.
Just Cody versus Triple H in general. After everything that Cody's done in AEW, I think the promos alone that Cody could cut on him would be absolutely spectacular. And this sort of style of Cody Rhodes' wrestling probably melds quite well with Triple H.
Yeah.
And I think that would be really interesting if it wasn't for, you know, Triple H's health issues.
Yes.
But yeah, Cody would have 100% have to win.
We were doing it. We did a podcast about this. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast from yesterday. But we didn't get your thoughts. Who do you think Cody's first feud's going to be with?
I honestly would just pitch to throw him straight in at the top and put him in with Roman Reigns. You only get one chance. to make a huge top star on a debut.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to have the crowd reaction behind him. And if you just put him in there and he was the one to dethrone Roman Reigns. I know he's not a WWE guy, but you've instantly made a top star there forever. And we've seen the track record of WWE putting people in there and then trying to build them up and never quite getting them to the next level. Why not just put them right in at the next level and then just keep them there?
You might be right, you know, the amount of times they bring someone in and put them with, no offence, but like Dolph Ziggler so he can bump around for him.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, fine. I get it, you're establishing them on the roster.
Yeah.
But this isn't Cody's first rodeo here in WWE. And for people who, I don't know, have lived under a rock and don't know what he's been up to over in AEW,
yeah.
If you come in and go, oh, here he is, and he's worthy of a title shot straight away, people sit up and take notice, even if they have no idea what's been going on elsewhere.
Yeah.
I think probably his first feud, I don't know if it should be, but it might be with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Because I think they aren't going to change their WrestleMania plans just for Cody, because Vince is a very stubborn man. but I think you might be right. In terms of people who can dethrone Roman, there is not many people left that he's not already run through.
Yep, they've not made anyone else that's at that level yet. So why not just bring someone in? Put him right in at that
Put him with Seth, have him beat Seth in a banger of a match at WrestleMania. Yeah, and then just keep him warm. And then have him win the title at SummerSlam. Because that's a nice, what, like a 2-year cycle effectively for Roman as world champion.
And run through some people.
Yeah. But let us know your thoughts in the comments. Whether we're going to get a throne breaker match at WrestleMania. Arash Zarabi. I knew I was going to butcher this name. Arash Zarabi. Apologies, Arash, if I've butchered your name there. Gives us our final question of the day, saying, given that we can't see the future and don't know whether or not Cody will ever make it back to AEW, do you wish that Cody would have won the AEW Championship, or are you glad that he never did? Have a great day, legend. You too.
I am personally, no, I wouldn't want him to have won that championship. I think the story arc that they did with him never being able to fight for the championship again, and then him actually never going to fight for the championship again is a rare thing in wrestling, and I'm quite glad that they did it. I think he made the TNT championship, he made a bunch of new stars throughout the TNT championship run.
He made it not feel like a mid-card title.
Yeah, and I think that was way more important than Cody ever getting a world title run. So I think
for the most part they've done great things with this world title. They haven't hot potatoed it, and these long reigns that people have, I think, really give it the legacy that AEW want to give it. And I think you're right. I think Cody sticking to his word and never challenge for it. Now you say, well, we can't see in the future whether or not he'll ever go back. I think he probably will go back eventually, and may well challenge for the title then. And that's an intriguing story.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, I agree. I don't think he should ever have won it after he lost that match that was like, oh, if I don't win this, then I'm never challenging for again. But very excited to see if he wins a world title now he's back in WWE. Because like you say, who knows what happens next with him. Let's move on to today's and finally, and just a little note to ourselves here. Never piss off Matt Cardona. He has been an absolute savage on Twitter recently. Just yesterday, I believe someone, you know, said something nasty about him on social media. So Matt went biblical on them, finding out that they'd written a book. It's not Michael Sidgwick, by the way, but can get his brilliant book all about AEW at Amazon. But they'd written a book, so he went on Amazon and spammed it with one-star reviews. And then also someone tweeted him saying, the tweet's unavailable now, but it was basically saying, hey, former WWE jobber. And he responded, hey, ugly, fat, unsuccessful man with a little wiener. And I'll have you know, Matt, I'm not unsuccessful. I'm on a YouTube channel, damn you. I love Matt Cardona
this
on social media, Matt.
Is so good as well. Absolutely brilliant. Where was this? Why didn't they let him do this in WWE or something?
He's just really like...
Love it.
No offence, but I didn't have Matt Cardona as the guy down to leave WWE and just be like, well, I can make myself now.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have Matt Cardona down as the guy to leave WWE and then go to GCW to make his name.
But yes, I love Matt Cardona, and never say anything nasty about him on social media, because stuff like that happens, and then your tweet is unavailable because you just have to take the L at that point, I believe. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and the Corey Graves, Carmella nudity story mainly in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We're previewing SmackDown, Rampage. And we've got Wrestle Culture on a very eventful week with a hashtag a bloody good quiz coming your way later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at...
Fill My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as I said, but for now my thanks to Phil Chambers. Join him tomorrow for the Elimination Chamber live stream. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.